Let's wrap up 2018 with a pretty bow. In this mini episode, I'm going to share with you some things that you can do. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hola, bienvenida. This is Jen Hempel, your host. And today we're just going to wrap up your 2018 with a pretty bow. You game for that? You ready? So basically, you want to consider several things. And one will be no surprise to you if you've been listening to me for a while. One, and especially if you've been listening and doing this for a while, and that is the money win. So when you wrap up your year, you want to write down what your, not necessarily all your money wins, but maybe your top five money wins of the year or your top 10. There's no perfect way to do this. Your way is just fine. So make sure you pick your favorite money wins of the year. So whether it be five, whether it be 10, and hopefully you've been keeping track of them, because I always say, make sure you write those money wins, right? So that is one for doing your year in review, is doing a top favorite list of your money wins. Number two is your lessons learned. What did you learn throughout the year that pertains to your finances, right? So that's number two. Number three is you want to assess your confidence level. And between 1 and 10, what is your money confidence at this point in time? Is it more near 10? Is it in the middle? Or is it more near 1? Hopefully, it's not near 1, especially if you've been working on it. You should be over a 5, I would believe. So that's your confidence level, number three. So though number one, your top favorite money wins. Number two, the lessons you have learned. Number three, assess your confidence level. Number four, what are the goals that you have accomplished? So write those down. That is different than your money wins. Your money wins can be a part of your goals, but we're just talking about the goals that you set out to accomplish with your finances this year. So what goals were accomplished? And then after that, what worked this year? What worked? And what didn't work? So that is basically what you need to do. Again, your favorite money wins, your lessons learned, assess your confidence level, what goals you accomplish. So all this, you want to keep it in a notebook, because you can do this the following year, your year in review, and just kind of compare so you can see your growth and really celebrate that too. Okay, so again, let me go back, because I was going to do a recap of all of them. Number one, your favorite money wins. Number two, the lessons that you have learned this year. Number three, your confidence level, really rating that on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being ultra confident and 1 being the complete opposite. Hopefully you're above a 5. Number four, what goals did you accomplish? So hopefully you set out 2018 to accomplish at least one or two goals, whether it is being consistent with saving, whether it's paying off a certain credit card, or certain debt, whatever that is, whether it's putting more into your retirement, doesn't matter. Were you accomplishing that? Okay. Number five is what worked this year. So was it maybe you started automating your savings and your bills and you felt that that worked? Or maybe it didn't work for you. Maybe you didn't like that. You want to do it manually. This is the answers are going to differ from person to person. And then number six is what didn't work, right? So what worked? You want to write down what worked and why, and what didn't work and why. Okay. So make sure you do that in notebook and make sure that you can do this year after year, because that's a good wrap up. Of course, I'm not going to talk about planning for next year, because we're going to do that as a fresh new episode to start of the year. But I just want you to make sure that you tie up this year in a nice bow and start thinking, what do you want to accomplish next year? Right. Start thinking. I will help you with this in terms of setting you up for success in the first episode of the year. But for now, just focus on this year and just wrapping it up acknowledging what you did, celebrating what you did, assessing what you did, what worked, what didn't work. So I hope that was helpful for you. Next week, we're going to do another replay. And then the week after that, we're going to start with fresh, new, full episodes. So don't forget, if you love this podcast, it means the world to me if you share with others, with your friends, strangers, coworkers, pretty much anyone that you know who would benefit. So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your support. We'll talk again next Thursday. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves on the replay.